Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. I'm the floor supervisor. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I believe it was on United website, and a survey popped up, and I actually thought it was through United, and evidently it was through Solutions, through y'all. And I did get the watch, but I did not call back within the 14 days because it said it was like a free gift for the survey. And I got my credit card statement, and it was like $59. And the young lady said that because I did not call within 14 days, however, and what I did do, I'll be real honest with you, the watch, it was, you know, I don't want to say it was junk, but basically I ended up trashing it after about a week because, I mean, it didn't do what it was supposed to do. And she told me I would have to send the watch back to get the $59. And so I asked to speak to a supervisor to see as a courtesy if you could go ahead and return that. Also, and the reason, my main thing is if I would have gone specifically to your website and ordered it, then yes, then I would be more than willing to pay the $60. But I truly thought it was with United Airlines or whatever website I was on, and thought it was coming from them because it said it was like free. I thought it was a courtesy thing to fill out the coupon, to fill out the survey. And not only that, 14 days, to be honest with you, is by the time you send it through the U.S. Post Office, by the time you get it, sometimes it takes 10 to 14 days to even get the mail. So I had wanted to speak to a supervisor to get that credit, to get that charge reversed.
Okay, what is the name on the account and the shipping address?
The P.O. Box 395, Provençal, Provencal, Louisiana is the shipping. And the name is Jacinta, Jacinta Foster. She gave me a cancellation number, but do you have that?
Yes, I have it here. Give me just one moment. Look over the account.
Well, I appreciate all your help. Thank you.
Okay. So, and you said you did throw it away.
I did because it wasn't working properly, and it's like, okay, well, you know, I shouldn't, you know, and I thought, well, it was, you know, I did pay postage. It was a free gift, but I had no idea that I was going to be charged basically $60 for it.
Okay, so.
For one thing, I would have never ordered it or even completed the survey. And like I was telling the other girl that, if I had specifically gone to your website and done that, then I could see where I could not get a credit back. But I was on a completely different website, thought it was for a completely different company, thought it was a courtesy, and that's why I did that.
Okay, so being that you don't have it anymore and all of those terms of service are provided before you put your card information in, we wouldn't be able to take a return on it because you don't have it. So all I can offer you, ma'am, is we do a 35% customer courtesy. I can place that for you. It does take about 3 to 5 business days. But unfortunately, since you don't have it, I can't process a full refund.
Okay, well, I'm a little bit confused because I did not go to your website, and I really feel like I was deceived, to be honest with you.
When you do a survey or any type of, you know, the surveys that you receive online, at the end of that survey, it gives you so many things that you can choose from. When you select an item, it directs you to that site. That's where you put in all the information.
Do you even use the survey for anything? Or is it just a way for you to get $60 from people. I mean, I find it really disturbing. You know, I feel like it's a scam, to be honest with you.
Well, ma'am, I was trying to assist you. We don't refund these charges. If you don't want that 35%, I mean, the account has already been canceled.
So would I kept getting charged? Would I kept getting information? Would I kept getting products or what?
No, it's a one-time order. You pay the shipping fee, you receive the 14 days to trial, and after that time, you're billed for the watch.
So how much would you be crediting me back?
It would be 35% of the $59.99. It doesn't include the shipping fee.
Okay, so it'd be like $20.
Okay, it would be $20.99.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I'll get that process.
But, you know, I'm very disappointed that you can't do more than that. I really am, because I don't see why you can't.
You don't have the watch, so you can't return it, and you failed to cancel within the 14 days.
Well, did I even get the watch within the 14 days?
Yes, ma'am. You placed the order on January the 6th, and the trial ended on the 20th.
So I'm a few days late. And you can't make any allowances for that at all?
Well, we need the watch back to be able to process a refund,
I mean,
and you don't have it.
The watch didn't work, so I just naturally threw it away, discarded it, because it did not work. Trust me, if I had the watch, I would send it back to you, but I don't have the watch. I'm not trying to keep the watch and get the money refunded. I'm not trying to do that.
I mean, the only other way I can assist you with the charge, ma'am, is I can place my own personal discount. I receive 50%. That would be $29.99 is what I get off.
I mean, if you could, that would be great, if that's the best you can do. I appreciate that.
That's going to take 3 to 5 business days, and I'm going to send you an email confirmation as well. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Do you have GrammyFoster6@yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.